Why does God use some laymen and not others? A few weeks ago, I was preaching in a church in Reno, Nevada, and while I was in the lobby of the hotel, I saw one of those huge wheels that spin round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. People had placed their bets on certain numbers. Some people won and some people lost. Could that be a picture of how God decides which layman to use? No, it certainly isn't that. It is not just the luck of the draw. And it certainly isn't due to the fact that he has only a certain number of jobs to fill. And when they are taken, everybody else is told to stand idly by. In fact, the picture is just the opposite. The Bible shows us that God is on a search to find laymen and laywomen that he can use. The Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of him whose heart is perfect toward him." What a picture! Here is this great God scanning the globe in an effort to find someone he can use to accomplish his purposes on this earth. The Bible goes on to say, "I sought for a man among them." This hunt is as new as our unborn sons and as old as the dawn of man. God, constantly on the search to locate people he can use. Okay, you say, what does he look for? Well, one thing is for sure. He doesn't pay a great deal of attention to the things that you and I might find important. Remember the scripture? Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. He will show himself strong on the behalf of him whose heart is perfect toward him. He looks for that blessed man of Psalm 1 who lives his life to accomplish the purposes for which God has created him. That one layman in a thousand who gives diligent attention to the cultivation of the inner man. Last Monday night I was in the supermarket. Two entire rows of products were on display to aid us in the cultivation of the outer man. There were lotions and potions and all sorts of deodorant to give us the aroma of a rose garden or a pine forest or a lime. An incredible array of stuff to cultivate the outer man. But what about that which the Bible calls the inner man of the heart? That's where God looks. And occasionally, he finds a layman or woman upon whom he can pour out his spirit and use in a mighty way. Now, just what is that thing, or those things, that God looks for? One thing we know for sure. It is not just a bunch of acceptable practices. A man or woman who simply follows a cluster of do's and don'ts. How do we know that? The Bible speaks to Amaziah, who did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Almost anybody would have looked at him and thought he was okay, but not God. He was looking past his outward performance and was taking a careful look at his heart. Remember Jesus' words, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." To serve God with a perfect heart involves many things. It means we serve him because we want to, not because we feel we have to. It means we turn to him in prayer and read his word, not out of a sense of duty, but out of a heart of love. It means we witness for Christ, not because it is part of the church program every Tuesday night, but because the love of Christ constrains us. It means we attend worship services week by week, not because it is expected of us, but because we have a heart that longs to join with others to praise his name. To serve God with a perfect heart will ensure his hand on our lives.